Penguin Random House Audio presents Standard Deviation by Katherine Heine. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Before you became my mistress, I led a blameless life. Lori Colwyn. Chapter 1. It had begun to seem to Graham, in this, the 12th year of his second marriage, that he and his wife lived in parallel universes. And worse, it seemed his universe was lonely and arid, and hers was densely populated with armies of friends and acquaintances and other people he did not know. Here they were, grocery shopping in Fairway on a Saturday morning, a normal married thing to do together, although Graham could not help noticing they were not doing it together. His wife, Audra, spent almost the whole time talking to people she knew. It was like accompanying a visiting dignitary of some sort, or maybe a presidential hopeful, while he did the normal shopping. First, in the produce section, they saw some woman with a baby in a stroller, and Audra said, "Oh, hi, how are you? Are you going to that thing on Tuesday?" And the woman said, "I don't know, because there's that other meeting." And Audra said, "I thought that got canceled." And the woman said, "No, it's still on." And Audra said, "I wish they wouldn't double book this stuff." And the woman said, "I know." And Audra said, "Well, if we don't go, will everyone say bad things about us?" And the woman said, "Probably." And it wasn't that Graham wasn't paying attention. It wasn't that he missed the specifics. It was that there were no specifics. That was the way they actually talked. He took his time thumping melons and picking over grapefruit, and was actually rewarded for being forced.